This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, let's jump right in. How about a round of applause for Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher, kind of to join us.
Well, thank you.
As he has many, many times before. We just were talking off air, and you were talking safety and the fair. Overall, how has it played out so far?
For the 12 days of the fair, this is the safest city in America. We have 160,000 people coming on average each day. And if you look at the per capita crime rates, they're at the rock bottom. But we have about 190 different police officers assigned here, about 40 from the sheriff's office, 30 from the state patrol, another 20 from the Department of Natural Resources, 66 agencies from throughout the state. Metal detection, our SWAT team is here. We have drones flying. So we have taken every technology to make sure this safe is fair.
Okay, how many drones? Can you tell us that? Because I've not heard much about the drones flying over the fair.
We have three drones that are constantly flying.
Constantly flying?
Constantly flying.
How new is that?
We began that maybe a year or two ago, but we're more intense now than before.
Okay, you talked about 190 different law enforcement officers. Is that about what it's been? Is that a little bit different? You tell me.
It's grown. Over the years, it's grown. And we couldn't run the fair without the Minnesota State Troopers at the gates because we would be short. We love having them here. The DNR patrols the perimeter and keeps our fence and people from jumping over with weapons, and that's a concern. So, yeah, we've grown over the years.
Okay, metal detectors. How safe would you feel the fair is if we did not have the metal detectors?
We wouldn't have a fair without the metal detectors because we would have some gunplay in here if we didn't have the metal detectors.
That's a pretty bold statement. Yeah. Right? We wouldn't have a fair without the metal detectors.
We would not. Would not.
How prevalent do you think it would be without the metal detectors?
Well, we track. We have a group of officers that track all the gang members, and we know who's carrying guns. We know that they want to attempt to retaliate against other gang members. They would be in here with guns on a nightly basis if we didn't have metal detection.
How often, if you can share this, do the metal detectors stop someone who's bringing a gun into the fairgrounds?
Very rarely, because it's well known that we don't allow guns. We have lockers on both Midway Parkway and at the Transitway where permit holders can lock up their guns prior to entry. And by now they all know that. Lock your gun up at a locker before you come in.
How many people end up, would you say, ballpark, lock their guns up?
I don't know that.
It's probably a small number,
right? It varies over time. But people would rather lock them in a locker than leave them in their car because they're at risk of getting stolen in their car.
Right.
And a lot of people, permit holders, want to carry their gun to the fair. They just can't carry it in the fair.
Okay, we've talked multiple times this summer your belief that as the Ramsey County Sheriff, that the Capitol, the grounds itself, is not safe enough. We had a hearing recently. What was your view of the hearing?
Yeah.
And do you think there is momentum to increase security on the Capitol grounds, including metal detectors?
Yes, there is momentum. There's progress. Even the lieutenant governor who chairs the committee said she is in favor of metal detection. I'm really pleased that Lieutenant Colonel Jeremy Geiger from the State Patrol has been put in charge of that project. He'll get the job done. They've hired Todd Axtell, former police chief in St. Paul, to do a consulting report, and that is scheduled to be done before the session starts. So progress is being made. Plus, as you know, they restricted the number of entrances already to two. So, yes, progress is being made. I'm very happy about that.
Okay. They'll gather again probably mid to late January. Do you think by then security will be different at the Capitol? And also, for the folks who will text, and I'm sure they're coming right now, they'll say that as awful as June 14th was, and it was as bad as it gets, some people are saying we're overreacting. That was terrible. What Belter did was disgusting. He should face the full force of law, but we shouldn't overreact to one particular instance.
Well, if you take a look at the last 3 years nationwide, these types of incidents are increasing. Political violence. Of course, the governor of Pennsylvania was a victim as well. But I could list five or six others.
Attempt on the candidate, now president's life, about, you know,
well, there you have
a year ago.
And the polarization, Chad, in this country is greater than it ever has been politically, which is problematic. And politicians keep saying we have to tone down the rhetoric, but the next day they tone up the rhetoric. So I don't know if we're going to get there. It's a little bit of a false flag. But I will say that I think we're going to have to take seriously the protection of our elected officials, because I see it every day, and the mental health, the mental illness that's out there in society has grown dramatically in the last 10 years. So you're going to see more and more attempts.
Okay, let's stay with politics, because
let's go to crime.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We'll do both. We'll do both, trust me.
Buzzy's down here from North Minneapolis. You can bring her up or she could talk about crime.
Yeah, all right. Well, yeah, we could.
Okay, politics.
So it was a year ago, sir.
Yep, right here.
Right where you
right
opened up a hornet's nest.
Right here.
In particular for one Keith Ellison.
Right.
Well, when in the back you said to me,
he's going to run for county attorney.
I've got a scoop for you. And I said, don't tell me now. Tell me on air. And you came out here and said, the Attorney General of the state is not happy with Mary Moriarty,
right,
and he is going to run against her in 2026. Do you firmly believe if she was running for re-election
absolutely
that he was running against her?
In fact, that's one of the reasons she decided not to run. But, as you know, the Attorney General teamed up with Cedric Frazier, endorsed him quickly.
Right away.
Right away. It was, and you know, and Mary knew they were both maneuvering.
Yep.
Maybe maneuvering is not a fair word, you know, but posturing to run. So, yes. But here's what complicates it for Keith. Now that he believes that Walz may not run, he wants to keep the option open of running for governor.
Oh, I think there's a few that want to keep that
option.
Well,
there's no good. Right? Angie Craig as well is another one that's running for Senate.
How about this one? Amy Klobuchar.
Yeah, I heard the theories about Amy running and then appointing Walz to the Senate.
Yeah.
I don't know if that sounds a little too contrived.
Well, I'm not sure she would do that. But if Governor Walz, by the way, who was supposed to join us today and conveniently was unavailable, we were going to have both you guys on it.
Well, you know, he was on NPR Friday.
Yeah, he was on CCO before. Come on.
I'll take his time.
Yeah.
I'll fill in
his time. You were going to be on also. The momentum does seem to be that he might be worn out by not just Melissa Hortman. Let's not forget Carrie Dziek. He also was very close, and Carrie succumbed to cancer. That he might step away, and that the theory about Klobuchar is this, that she's still trying to take the temperature of the 28th presidential nomination of the Democrats. And if she doesn't see a window, then she could see herself doing this for 2 years. So we'll get to Wall second. If Amy Klobuchar jumps into the governor's race, is it over right away?
Pretty much.
Yeah, right?
Pretty much.
There's not a Republican who can beat her, right?
Well, I mean, she's got years of statewide name ID, and she's got a credible reputation. I will say this. Those of us in law enforcement, we've had a good relationship with Angie Craig down in Dakota County. She's been good to us and supportive of law enforcement initiatives. Not to say there aren't many cops that would support a Republican-endorsed candidate. I'm just saying there are people out there that are
a Democratic-endorsed candidate, right?
Pardon me?
Cops who would endorse.
Well, there are cops that would endorse. There were obviously cops leaning a little more conservative, but there are a lot of cops that like Angie Craig.
Do cops like Amy Klobuchar?
I think they do. I think she's receptive. When our police agencies go to Washington, D.C., I think she's receptive to their ideas.
The perception by a lot of people is law enforcement is still not happy with Governor Walz. Do you think that's correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think short answers are better, right?
So well, that means I'm just going to follow up. So, I mean, you could try the short answer, but I'm stuck here until 3 o'clock, so I'll follow up.
Yeah.
Is this all related to the Floyd riots, or is it more than that?
Well, I think the Floyd riots, and the riots not themselves, but the follow-up and the response and some of the verbiage after that. I mean, the defund the police movement was very troubling for a lot of us in law enforcement.
Yeah, but he never came out for defund.
Well, I mean,
a lot of other Democrats
did.
He's
about as close to that line as you could get. But yes, I'll grant
and
you.
And the day it came out, I was adamantly against it. I think it's a mistake.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the defund the movement is one of the reasons Minneapolis has the problems they have, is because so many officers left Minneapolis during that time. They're still down 150 from where they need to be. And if you were the governor, wouldn't saving Minneapolis be your top priority?
100%. I mean, Jacob Frey and Governor Walz made terrible decisions in the days after George Floyd's murder. Terrible.
Well, there's no denying it.
I
mean, I'm not really partisan. I will say this, that at least Jacob Frey fought against the referendum to get rid of the police department.
I think Jacob Frey has done a very good job. And I will say this, by the middle of the week, Frey's folks, himself and Arredondo, went to John Harrington, went to Governor Walz and said, "We're overwhelmed. We're not ready." And the governor waited two more days and shouldn't have. Isn't that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. And I would say this, for those of you that care about Minneapolis, and I'm not from Minneapolis, but all of us should care. It's the economic jewel of our state. It's got several arenas there. We all visit there. The Capitol Grill is there. We all ought to care about Minneapolis. And my advice to the next governor is get yourself in a position to help them. They're down 150, 200 cops. Get the state patrol over there. Here's the thing. They need 30 more. They need 150 cops.
Because they lost 300.
Chief O'Hara is doing a great job.
You like him, right?
I do. But until they get up to full speed, we should be flooding in other support. And having said that, we don't need the National Guard.
We're going there.
We have enough. Okay. We have enough law enforcement, 10,000 law enforcement officers in Minnesota, that if we wanted to assist Minneapolis, we could.
Okay, let's pause. Were you trying to get a free meal there for Capitol Grill? Like, out of nowhere, all of a sudden he just swings at Capitol Grill. I mean,
that's a great place to go.
Any other restaurants you want to mention right
here? Fogo de Chaz down there.
Okay. calm down. We'll get back to Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher in a little bit. Bob, I don't know what car insurance he has or home insurance he has. He could reach out to my friend Amber Scholl. Where's Amber Scholl? She runs an office here in town, which is very successful with American Family. It's not just Amber and two people, and you're like, what kind of insurance is this? This is an established major company. And let's be honest, most of the time when you're calling about your car insurance or your home insurance, something bad is taking place. Get ahead of it. Go to TeamScholl.com. It's SCHOLL.com. Find out about your rates. Find out ways you can save money. Find out if you're covered enough. Amber, and her team are going to be so honest, and they'll say, guess what? We can't top your rates. Or we can if you do a couple things. Amber has been a part of an office for 15 years. I've been going to this office for 35 years. They're the best. For your home and auto insurance, TeamScholl.com.
How do you do that?
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Continue with Bob Fletcher. Bob saying he should have sunglasses on. You have people over here. I mean, could they get you some sunglasses? I mean, if you say you want their sunglasses.
You mean those guys with guns and badges over there?
Do they have to give you their sunglasses?
I got it.
Is that a requirement?
No, that's all right. That's all right.
All right.
Mountain Dew, though.
Oh, you're very. Come on. How about Pepsi? You team Pepsi?
Diet.
Okay. Pepsi or Coke?
Coke.
Oh, get out of here. Bob Fletcher's off the stage. No. All right. Donald Trump, the president of the United States, National Guard in the nation's capital for a couple weeks. Now, not exactly strong hints, basically saying it's a matter of when that the National Guard is headed to Chicago. He's bantering back and forth with Wes Moore, the governor of Maryland, about National Guard there. Does Bob Fletcher want the National Guard in the Twin Cities helping out with crime?
Well, there are times that we need the National Guard, certainly riots or major disturbances, but generally speaking, the way Minnesota works is that we activate all law enforcement in the area, regionally, and then statewide, and see if we can handle the problem then before we call out the National Guard. There's a triage system that goes in place. So at the current time, we don't need the National Guard. I mean, I always welcome them because they can help secure different entrances and take jobs that cops are doing.
So if Donald Trump said today, Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher, I'm sending the National Guard to help you out to make your job easier.
I would say, Mr. President, we appreciate any help. We actually don't need the National Guard. We just need our governor to help mobilize other law enforcement in Minnesota and our emergency management. But if you send them, we'll find something for them to do.
Wouldn't it be better if the federal government funded more money for individuals like your office, St. Paul, Minneapolis, to hire more police officers? Wouldn't that be a better way to go?
Yes, but the problem in Minneapolis, even though they have the money, they can't find officers fast enough.
How come?
Well, there's obviously the politics of Minneapolis, Mary's policy of reviewing and charging officers there. It's a complex web over there in Minneapolis. But yeah, even if they had the money, they wouldn't be able to hire them fast enough.
It seems Moriarty and O'Hara just don't even talk anymore. What does that say about the dynamic between the chief of police and the county attorney?
Well, it's not good. I mean, they should talk even if it's uncomfortable. I mean, John Choi and I talk twice a week, on a regular basis, and that helps the relationship.
Who should be the next Hennepin County attorney in Bob Fletcher's opinion?
Well, I was thinking of introducing a statute this year that says if you were previously a public defender, you can't run.
You're out.
You can't run for a prosecutor. What do you think?
I mean, think right now it'd be fairly popular because of Mary.
It's when you say county attorney, literally what it is county head county prosecutor.
Yeah.
If you spent your life defending people and you're tied into that world, We've tried that once before with Mary. We don't want it again.
Yeah.
And I think Cedric is a fine legislator, okay? Yeah. But that's different than being the head prosecutor.
I got to go. How about a round of applause for Bob Fletcher?
Thank you.
We're back with the news in moments.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.